What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. Last night, we got the full list of offensive coordinator candidates that the New York Jets are interviewing. Frank Reich is the heavy favorite, but let's take a look at the full list and talk about what they've done in their NFL career. So, first name up on the list is Darrell Bevell, who is Miami's quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator. He's been with the Miami Dolphins since 2022 as a pass game coordinator, and he's been a long-time NFL play caller in the NFL. From 2006 to 2010, he was with Minnesota, then Seattle till 2017, Detroit for a couple of years before he went to Jacksonville in 2021. And just kind of looking at his most recent job with the Dolphins, the last 2 years, the passing offense wasn't great, but in 22 and 23... Dolphins had a very successful passing offense. They were fourth in yards and second in net yards per attempt in 2022, and then first in yards and second in net yards per attempt the following year in 2023. His last top 10 finish as an offensive coordinator came in the 2015 season, and his most successful time as a play caller was obviously in the early days in Minnesota and Seattle. So last couple of years in Seattle didn't go great. Wasn't a successful stop in Detroit, wasn't a successful stop in Jacksonville, but does fit the bill of, hey, this is a veteran play caller. He's, you know, done it for many, many years. You just have to go back a decade to find the last time he had some really high performing offenses. So not the favorite name on the list, but fits the bill for the veteran play caller route. Then you have Ronald Curry, Buffalo's quarterbacks coach. He's been their quarterback coach since 2024. He previously was with the Saints and was their quarterback coach in 2021, and then quarterback coach and pass game coordinator in 22 and 23. He's never called plays, so I don't think he really fits the veteran play caller route that the Jets are searching for. But he did have a middle of the pack passing offense in 2022 with Andy Dalton and Jameis as his starter, which is honestly kind of impressive, and then was 11th in yards and 16th in net yards per attempts with Derek Carr in 2023. So I don't think he is going to be the front runner for this one, but I think is solid in his pass game coordinator job. Again, like, I'm not saying that he's an awful candidate. I just think that the Jets have made it very clear that they want someone who has called plays before, and he hasn't. Then you have Frank Reich, who's currently the Stanford advisor. He's the front runner for the position. We've talked about him a lot. I think it's going to be him who's the offensive coordinator. But just a quick recapper, he was the Colts head coach from 2018 through 2022, and then went one and done, didn't finish the full 2023 season with Bryce Young and the Panthers. His time with the Colts started well, and that he was calling plays at that point. Before that, he was with the Eagles when they won their Super Bowl, but was not calling plays. Doug Peterson was. The last time he had a productive offense was the 2021 season, so we're looking at 5 years ago. 2022 with the Colts, Matt Ryan didn't go very well. And then in 2023, when he had rookie Bryce Young, that was an abject disaster. So you guys have kind of know where I stand on Frank Reich at this point. You have to go back about 5 years to find the last time he had successful offenses in the NFL. The last 2 years of the NFL did not go very well at all, but is the veteran play caller, and like I said, the likely favorite to land this job. Think you know football? Then try to turn your football knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app, the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day into payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players with more stats than any other daily fantasy app. Just choose two or more of your favorite players from pregame or live. Pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money if your picks win. Use promo code O'Leary, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. They also have a free $20 no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. Then you have Greg Roman, who is most recently the Chargers offensive coordinator. This is a bit of a controversial one. I feel like fans of the teams that he's the offensive coordinator for usually tend not to like him. The Chargers being one. He was with the Ravens before that. That kind of wore out. And then there was a couple other stops, but he started his NFL career with Harbaugh in San Francisco as an offensive coordinator, Rex in Buffalo after that, and then John Harbaugh in Baltimore and with Lamar Jackson before rejoining with Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers the last couple of years. So if you want a high-powered passing offense, Greg Roman is not the guy for you. His calling card is the rushing offense. He's been an offensive coordinator in the NFL for 12 years, and his offense has been top 10 in rushing, and more often than not, towards the top of the league in 10 of those 12 years. But the 2 years he wasn't was the two most recent years. The Chargers obviously have had offensive line issues over that time. Passing offenses, as I've said, usually fairly awful. Very, very, very good at designing run offenses. So, again, flawed candidate because I don't think he is very well-rounded. Although, if the Jets are trying to build an identity and their identity, again, this is just throwing a scenario out there, but if their identity was defense in their rushing game, if you want someone to, you know, a coordinator to be brought in to design a rushing offense, I mean, it's hard to find a better candidate than Greg Roman. Although, as pointed out, if you want him to design a passing offense and develop a quarterback, I don't know if he's the man for that job. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator when Lamar Jackson won an MVP. But I don't think it's a coincidence that when Todd Monken took over for him in Baltimore, the offense got significantly better after that, from a passing perspective, at least. Then you have Lunda Wells, who is Dallas's tight ends coach. He's been their tight end coach since the 2020 season. Before that, 2 years prior, was a tight end coach with the New York Giants. He got his start with the Giants in 2012 as an assistant, was there for a long time, then has been with Dallas the last five seasons. He's never called plays. Unfortunately for Lunda Wells, as one who hasn't called plays, and looking at Ronald Curry, the only other guy on this list who hasn't called plays, I don't think they are serious candidates for this job. Again, not that I don't think either one of those guys are good coaches. Again, it really just goes back to the Jets wanting someone who has called plays before. So I don't really think they have much of a shot to get this job. Again, Frank Reich is the most likely candidate. I would not be surprised if we heard something maybe even later today on there being a hiring. But I think this is going to move pretty quickly. That's what happened with the New York Jets defensive coordinator search. They had a virtual interview on Monday, or it was either Monday or Tuesday. And then 24 hours later, I guess it was Tuesday. And then 24 hours later, they end up hiring a defensive coordinator. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know who you like from this list in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. I'll catch you guys next time.